No, Angela said. Turning to Pauline, Elverda dropped her voice to a near whisper and asked, Will you tell your husband? Pauline glanced at her daughter, then replied, I suppose I will, sooner or later. He'll want to kill Valker. Mother, Angela blurted, he raped you? Pauline pressed her lips together, then replied, No, he didn't rape me. But... Angela's eyes went wide as she realized what her mother implied. You mean, willingly? Not willingly. I had no choice, Pauline said, her voice flat and cold. Angela's mouth hung open, but no words came out. Your husband will kill Valker, Elverda repeated, once he knows. Pauline said nothing.
Look, cried one of the scavengers. That's Nico and the others coming over from Syracuse. Kirk and the three crewmen with him were jetting back to Hunter. He twisted in the emptiness and saw the three sunlit figures heading toward him. What's going on with you? Kirk asked over his suit radio. Damn ship's empty, Nico's voice answered. The women are gone. They must be hiding. They're gone, and Valker ain't answering us. Kirk nodded grimly inside his inflated helmet. We can't raise Valker either. Something's gone wrong. The two groups of scavengers came together like gliding vultures, shifting clumsily in their flight. You think they got Valker? Nico asked. Don't see how, Kirk replied. He had a pistol. The priest and the kid were unarmed. The women must have gone aboard Hunter, or drifted into space. What about the guy from Pleiades? One of the crewmen asked. Where'd he go? They coasted toward Hunter's main airlock. Kirk saw that the hatch was open. The dimly lit airlock chamber looked empty. All right, hold it, Kirk said as they glided to Hunter's curving hull. We gotta take stock before we go in. Take stock of what? The situation. There's seven of us against the priest, the kid, and an old lady. And maybe the two other women. And maybe the guy from Pleiades, too. We got weapons, and they don't. Kirk sneered at them. Weapons? You got a couple of power tools and some wrenches. I've got a pistol, Nico pointed out. Yeah, and they probably got Valker's pistol. And the grenades he was carrying. That quieted them. Where'd you leave the heavy welder? Kirk asked the two men who had disabled Hunter's main thruster. We put it on a tether after we were done with it. Go get it, Kirk said. We might need it to burn through some hatches.
Smelter ship Hunter, bridge. So that's how they disabled our fusion engine, Dorn said, looking at Elverda. She was still sitting in the command chair as they listened to the suit-to-suit talk between Kirk and the other scavengers. Maybe we can retrieve that heavy laser before they do, Theo suggested. No, Victor shook his head. They're already outside, suited up. They'll get to it long before we can. I'm still in my suit, Theo pointed out. So are Mom and Angie. Angie and I could...
No,
Victor repeated firmly. Then what do we do? Pauline asked. More to Dorn than the others, Victor said. Once they get that heavy laser, they'll be able to burn through any of the hatches we try to keep locked against them. Yes, said Dorn. They'll punch their way from the main airlock right up here to the bridge, Victor muttered. And free Valker on their way, Theo added. All we have is this one laser pistol. And those grenades, Theo said, pointing to the belt that lay on the far side of the deck.
Stay in your suits, Kirk told his men as they came through the inner hatch of the main airlock. They might try something cute, like cutting off the air in this section of the ship. Nico glanced over his shoulder at the two men lugging the heavy welder in its power pack. You guys ought to be up front, he said. Why do we have to lug this clunker, one of the men complained. How about you taking it for a turn?
What's the matter, girls? Nico asked, laughing. Afraid you're gonna break a fingernail or something?
The men glared at him, but shuffled up to the front of the line, where Kirk stood peering down the passageway, left and right. He stepped to the wall screen and tapped its directory. Okay, he said, tracing a path on the main display. The bridge is this direction. They started along the passageway, Kirk in the lead, the two men with the welder grumbling right behind him, then the rest, with Nico bringing up the rear. Kirk tried to raise Valker on his suit radio, again to no avail. "They must have killed him," he mused aloud. "Then we're gonna have to elect a new captain," said one of the men toting the laser welder. Kirk grinned toothily. "I nominate me." From the passageway they heard Valker's sneering voice. "Over my dead body. It's the skipper." The passageway ran along the rim of the ship's wheel so that, although it felt flat as long as the wheel was turning, it curved up and out of sight in both directions. Valker came striding toward them, smiling grimly. The two men Dorn had disarmed came into sight behind him. "Where have you been?" Kirk demanded. "They ganged up on me, that half-robot priest, a kid, and some other guy. He must be from Pleiades." Grinning at the bruise on Valker's jaw, Kirk said, "Only three of them?" "They caught me by surprise. Then they locked me in a storage bay. Then they brought in Gig and Kelso here." Nico came pushing through the group. "How'd you get out, Skipper?" Valker gave him a sour look. "Accordion fold door. They thought locking it would keep me inside. One kick is all it took." "So the guy from Pleiades is aboard?" Kirk asked. Nodding, Valker added, "And the two women from Syracuse. They're all up in the bridge, one tidy little package." Raising the power drill he was carrying, Kirk shouted, "So let's go get 'em."
Victor and the others watched the scavengers' impromptu reunion in the main passageway. Turning from the bridge's screen, Victor muttered, "We've got to stop them." "Yes," agreed Dorn. "But how? There are 10 of them. Close all the emergency hatches. They'll burn through them with that big laser." "I know, but that will take them time." "So, what good will that do?" "Theo," Victor said, pointing to the belt lying on the deck, "get those grenades and come with me. You," he said to Elverda, "seal all the hatches. Now." As Elverda called up the life support program, Victor and Theo headed for the hatch. Pauline reached for his shoulder. "Victor, what are you going to do?" "Stop them," he said. Dorn watched the two of them go, then after a moment of indecision, followed after them. The hatch up the passageway swung shut with a sharp clang. Turning, Valker saw the hatch behind them bang shut. They could hear more thumps in the distance. "The bastards are sealing all the hatches," Kirk growled. Valker grinned at him. "What else can they do? They're just postponing the inevitable. They might try to pump out the air." "So we stay in our suits," Valker said, pulling up his hood and inflating it. He motioned to the two men carrying the heavy laser welder. "Now, ain't you glad we brought this beauty along with us?" Nico laughed. "We'll burn right through the hatches." "No need to," Valker said, pointing to the control keypad on the bulkhead beside the sealed hatch. "Just burn out the pad and get to the manual override. Won't take more than a minute." "For each hatch," Kirk said. "So what?" Valker snapped. "They're not going anywhere. And we're not going away."
Following his father's example, Theo peeled back the plastic sheeting that covered the passageway's structural tubing and wedged the pebble-sized grenades into the exposed metal framework in a complete circle, from the deck to the overhead, and then back down to the deck on the other side. Dorn stood in the middle of the passageway, arms folded against his chest. "I see what you intend to do. But blowing away this section of the wheel won't stop them. They're already in spacesuits. They'll merely jet through the open area to the next hatch." "Not if they're in the section that we blow away," Victor said. "No, they'll still be able to jet back to us," Dorn countered. "Unless they're killed or injured by the blast." "That's the general idea," said Victor. "I can't be a party to that." "You don't have to be. Just stay out of my way." Theo spoke up. "You can show us how to fuse the grenades so we can set them off from the bridge." Dorn did not reply. Victor strode down the passageway to where Dorn was standing. "Now listen. These scavengers would kill you and your friend without blinking an eye. They'd kill my son and me. They'd rape my wife and daughter and then kill them, too.